The Decision 2018 primary is officially here. In addition to a wide range of local county races and proposals, Michigan voters Tuesday will consider candidates running for governor, United States Congress, and the state legislature. With so many seats, including governor, up for grabs due to term limits, Kent County Clerk Lisa Posthumous-Lyons is hoping many who don't normally vote in a primary will turn out and take part in the democratic process.
We encourage everybody to exercise their right to vote, but we are seeing some higher than average absentee voting activity, and so we just kind of hope that translates into more participation at the polls tomorrow.
Primary voter turnout is historically low, especially in a midterm election year. According to the Michigan Secretary of State's turnout statistics, out of the 7.5 million registered voters in 2014, only 17% of those voters, or 1.3 million, actually voted. While Epic MRA polls showed Democrat Gretchen Whitmer and Republican Bill Schuette to be the frontrunners for governor, Democrat Abdul El-Sayed and Republican Patrick Kolbeck are hoping grassroots efforts can capitalize on low primary turnouts and pull an upset in the election tomorrow. However, Epic MRA's president Bernie Porn says that's a long shot.
With El-Sayed's numbers, Bernie Sanders' endorsement could well propel him into a second-place finish. I don't see him making up the ground to the 49% that Gretchen Whitmer has.
And Patrick Kolbeck?
We have 11% supporting him, and I know that he has more yard signs, but yard signs don't vote. And he has zero money for television. He hasn't been on television at all.
The polls open tomorrow at 7 a.m. and close at 8 p.m. Daniel Booth, WGVU News.